I suppose the number one topic today, well, there's several, are the eulogies and the remembrances of Rush Hudson Limbaugh and the fact that he died yesterday morning. I heard the start of his show. His wife, Catherine, opened up the EIB network to announce the news to Rush's many listeners that cancer, lung cancer, had finally gotten him and that he was unable to beat it. You know, when he was diagnosed, it was late stage, and at late stage, it is always difficult. No matter, I can make so many points about this. One, follow the science. Yes, you may follow the science. I see there. Are you following the science? Well, the science is there to treat all cancer, almost all, except for pancreatic cancer. There's a couple that are not treatable. Yet, for some reason, people that come down or that contract or whatever the terminology is, certain cancers don't recover. They don't beat them. It used to be that there was any cancer was going to kill you. You know, there was a, gosh, I don't want to get into it because I don't want to get sidetracked, but I know I read this a couple of years ago. There was a very, very lengthy report slash essay that was written in one of the conservative rags or conservative-leaning rags that purported to show that the American Cancer Society, the American Cancer Society would cease to exist and billions of dollars and tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of jobs would be lost if cancer were actually cured. And they actually found a way to actually cure it. And when someone famous like Rush dies and you find out that he had lung cancer and you go there, wait a minute, the science says we're supposed to follow the science. But science is only good for certain applications. In any event, as I said, I don't want to get distracted by it or to do an entire segment on it, but I'll just say that lung cancer is what they say that Rush died of. I would not be surprised to find out, though, that the doctors may, let's take a COVID test. Yes, let's see if COVID is what really took him out. You know, if I was his family, I'd be like, you keep your hands, you keep your grubby Corona hoax hands off of our Rush. Suffice it to say, and if you go to the Crusade Channel, Acting All Crusadery blog, our news blog, which you people that are out there looking for news and are newsies, you should be going to the blog every day and refreshing it 5, 6, 7 times a day because it's updated all day long, as is Crusade Channel website. You'll see that there is a statement from yours truly in the Crusade Channel on the passing of Rush Hudson Limbaugh. Most people don't know that what the H stood for, Rush H. Limbaugh. I did a eulogy yesterday afternoon. We talked about it with Richard Barrett, so I'm not going to repeat what Barrett and I talked about. you can go back and listen to hour 2, I believe, the 11 a.m. or noon a.m. hour Eastern time of the Barrett brief. We're going to separate that out. Justin was just busy producing live shows and did not get a chance to do so, but it will be posted up on the site later today at crusadechannel.com. Okay. There is something else that I do want to say about that and talk about it because I've been talking about it for a decade. So the woman that interviewed President Trump yesterday for One America News asked the question of Trump, who do you think could replace Rush? And, of course, Trump pretty much gave the right answer and said, nobody can replace Rush. Look, Rush talked for 3 hours. Who could talk to a wall for 3 hours? I'm going, I know a few people. But Trump said, look, Rush cannot be replaced. I called Sean and I called Mark Levin. I went, you called the two worst copycats of Limbaugh that there are. Why? because Hannity was a New Yorker once upon a time, or I guess he still is. I don't understand the attraction to Levin at all. Levin's the exact opposite of a Trump populist. And by the way, Levin goes, if I might say, wherever the money goes. If the money goes away from populism and make America great again, I will guarantee you that Mark Levin will follow it. Now look, that's his bag. That's what he does. I'm not knocking the guy. I'm just saying, I know this dude. Believe me, I know this guy. Those of you that have been listening to this show on the old station in the old country, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say I know this guy. But in any event, let me just say, there's not going to be any replacement for Rush. As a matter of fact, it's probably the end of talk radio being available on your radio dials. This is going to kill it. Rush Limbaugh's passing will be the final dagger, and these idiots at the FCC talking about bringing back the fairness doctrine or whatever. Go ahead, man, do it. Don't just talk about it. Just do it. Just get rid of everyone that disagrees with you. It'll be tragic. It'll be miserable. Many, many people will suffer. Many will die as a result of the propaganda that will ensue. Unchallenged propaganda. But there's not going to be a replacement. And you know why? Because I've talked about this for over, 10, 12 years now. Because big media and big radio is part of big media is with the cult of death and now the woke cancel cult of death. And everything they put their diabolical little pinkies on, they kill it. And they killed. Read Rush's book if you still have it. Go pick it. Read chapter 1 and 2. Where he kind of goes through how he got to be the ERB. The EIB was basically fictitious. It was just a name that he made up. He always worked for ABC and then for Westwood One. And then I believe the last epoch was Premier Radio, which used to be Westwood, part of Westwood One. In any event, Premier / Cheap Channel. In the first chapter of Rush's book, he talks about local, that he had, when he left Sacramento and moved to New Tenochtitlan City, that they made him do a local hour on WABC 77 radio, and that he hated doing it, but that they made him do what he called the local hour. And then the irony is that when he got to WABC, he followed local radio broadcasting legend Bob Grant. Grant died many years ago, but many of you might remember him from when Clinton Commerce Secretary Ron Brown's plane crashed into a mountain, saying something to the effect of, I'm trying to remember exactly what Brown said. But Bob Grant was kicked off the air, obviously, and he never did apologize. That guy would take that to his grave, never apologized. Pretty much the same way Imus did with the nappy-headed hoe thing. Those guys are cut from a different cloth than your woke, I think I can radio or... internet video personality is today. They had a certain set of rules and principles, and they stuck to them, and you weren't going to move them from them if they thought they were right. And Limbaugh was just one of those guys with an extraordinary talent for communicating. And Trump was right. Rush didn't have any guests. You know, for years, I never had any guests. I only started recently having guests because people kept nagging me about it. Why don't you talk to that and that? Why don't you put that to the what? You don't think me talking to the three stooges cut out over there is adequate? You need to hear someone else's voice? Well, I don't know how to take that. But as I noted on the Twitter yesterday... on the Twitter yesterday, that those of you that are pining away for a replacement for Rush, you're not going to find it. It's not out there. It doesn't exist. And the reason it doesn't exist is because they killed the local radio. Killed it. There's no Wolfman Jacks coming. As bad as he was, there's no Disco Duck Rick D's coming. There's no Grease Man coming. There's no one coming. They're not there. They have been completely annihilated. That part of broadcasting is gone. As a matter of fact, this little iceberg that struggles daily, hell, hourly, just to stay on the air and survive. By the way, thanks to E.S. Witt for his $2 daily contribution. Thank you, brother. This is the only oasis that's left. What about Ben Shapiro? Money laundering farm. It's all that is. Find people that got a lot of money, get them to throw it at you for a tax write-off, and bam, you've got, what is it, TV? I think they do both. Podcasting and TV or video or whatever the case may be. This is an unfortunate development here. Because those of you that love listening, like regular listener and chat room attendee, JB was commenting about this 2 days ago. There is nothing, you can't replace live radio, you can't. But they're sure as hell trying to, aren't they? And guess what? I guess it was Barrett or maybe Justin asked me yesterday, hey, TKD, why don't you throw your hat in the ring at Premier and say, hey, I'll fill in for Rush. And I said, 1 hour. I do 1 hour and I'm done. During the news break, to get to the second hour, I get the Gene dance and the Jansen machine from the Gong Show. I get the hook. They yank me out of the studio. As I've said before, and I'm sure if it weren't for his legacy, Rush probably would have faced the same thing. And maybe he softened a little bit, especially after he got sick. We're unemployable. Like my friend David Thomas Roberts wrote that great book, Unemployable. David is unemployable. I can't work for woke Fortune 500 or anything even remotely resembling it. Neither could Limbaugh. So how are you going to develop this beauty? It's an art form. This form of radio, of live broadcasting radio communication. Where are you going to develop it at? It's nowhere. It's sad. It's really sad. And I don't know how many stations Rush was on, but no matter who you stick in there, it doesn't matter who you plug in there, they're going to bleed 2/3 to 3/4 of that audience.